I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go to a peculiar little speech that Chuck Schumer gave right after the Senate came to a deal on breaking the filibuster on debt relief, momentarily extending the debt limit till December 3rd from October. Well, it actually expired in August. Janet Yellen, through various accounting maneuvers, kept the country going. Going to run out of cash in October 18. No paychecks for the Army, Navy, Air Force, FBI, no Social Security checks. Government shut down. Cruz did that once before. Actually, they both did it. Newt Gingrich, not just Cruz, Newt Gingrich, not the Democrats, but Newt Gingrich did it. Each time it weakened us, bond rating fell. We paid more interest in the national debt. People went without paychecks for a while. Well, this time around, Moscow Mitch sits down with Schumer, and Moscow Mitch goes, okay, we'll extend it to December 3rd, then we'll go through this song and dance again. Now, you think that Schumer, and I want to deconstruct this for everybody, I want to unpack this. You think that Schumer would get up and say, well, I'm glad we came to a resolution now, and we've got to by December 3rd, and sit down and shut up. But no, Schumer gets up and basically goes into a taunting victory ramp. You know, as a guy goes into the end zone, makes an impossible one-hand catch, the defender falls on his face, and then the guy that just caught the pass does a victory dance over him, jumps up and down over his head, you know, taunts him, throws his finger at him. You know, Schumer, you know, in all but exact words would say stuff like, donkey Mitch, stupid Mitch, yellow Mitch, little Mitch caved, I own Mitch, Mitch caved, he's weak, and so forth. Now, and that was the flavor of what he did. Now, Manchin and a few others buried their face in their hands. Even Chris Coons of Delaware. Now, Chris Coons is probably closest to Biden of anybody in the Senate. It's Delaware. It's his home state. It's Biden's home state. That Senate, you know, Biden was in the Senate from there too and all that. Even he's very diplomatic. The guy doesn't, you know, a nuclear weapon could go off and he wouldn't blink. He'd go, well, this is a challenge, you know, that kind of thing. The guy says, well, quote, there are probably other ways to express it than a taunting victory dance. I mean, even the NFL at some point, they're easing on it. But, you know, at some point, if you taunt too much, you're gonna get some kind of a flag, right? Okay, so here's the deal. My initial thought, because I've been around, this is not my first rodeo. I've been to this thing for a while, was that they cooked it up in the parking lot. That Schumer did this, and I'm certain he did this, to ward off AOC, primary threat, ward off the squad, ward off progressives in New York who are constantly on him. And, you know, just show that he's a big man and he taunts in front of the tribe in a bearskin, you know, kind of like a Tarzan type of guy, and you better not mess with him. But usually if you do that, you sit down with Mitch first, say, Mitch, look, thanks for doing this. We're going to, you know, get this done December 3rd. Mitch, I got to do a victory dance because we got this little screwball AOC who's nuttier than a fruitcake, and she's running against me in a primary, and we just got to take care of business. Okay, Mitch, so here are the words I'm going to use. Then Mitch would think about it, make some changes. Then Mitch would go to John Thune, the number two guy from South Dakota, and some of the others and say, here's what's going to happen. Then Schumer would get up, give his victory dance, and that would be fine. I was convinced the minute I heard this, I thought, you know, this is the way it's done. Do I have experience in this? Yes, I do. One time in my private law practice, I represented a client who needed a variance for a very, very large commercial structure, enterprise. And it wasn't sure we were going to get it because the county board member whose district it was in had to be opposed to it because nobody wanted it. And so we met with him And he goes, all right, I've looked at the votes. We've lined up the votes. You're going to get it. And it's done. And I thought, oh, great. So then we go to see the hearing where they vote on it. This guy gets up, and this guy is like Williams, Jenny, and the Cross of Gold speech. You know, they will not crucify me on the altar of this building or this, whatever it was. And, you know, I will resist to my dying day. I will fight them on the beaches. I will fight in the streets. I thought, God Almighty, he turned on us. He didn't even have to wink because he's a pro. So he voted against it, but it passed because other people enough voted for it. And I realized what he did was, this is routine. This is routine for elected officials from county board up to the U.S. Senate. They privately meet and they say, okay, this thing is going to pass or it's not going to pass. And then I'm going to, whatever you wanted, and then I'm going to get up and give a cross of gold, Winston Churchill dying on the beaches type of thing. Okay. And everybody, that's why lobbyists, if you take a look at their faces, they're drained of humanity in a sense. You know, they can't understand everything that's going on. I was sure that's what went on, but I don't think that is what went on, because Moscow Mitch, no matter how you abuse Moscow Mitch, no matter how you abuse him, no matter how you insult him, he doesn't twitch a muscle in his face. But scrutinizing it, this time I think I saw a muscle twitch, and no one likes being called a yellow rat on national TV by the majority leader. And so Moscow Mitch immediately comes out and goes, okay, well, that's not going to happen again December 3rd. So why did Schumer do it? Schumer did it because New York City, parts of New York City, the Bronx, Queens, creeping up into Yonkers and Westchester now, is sort of Squad Central. They vote separately. There are 90 people in the Progressive Caucus. 30 of them are hardcore. 60 of them are faking it. They say, oh, I'm a progressive, to ward off the progressives in their own districts. And then they do the decent thing. The other 30, now Luke is crinkling his nose because Luke is young and Luke understands the squad more than I do, although I'm not sure about that, Luke. I've been around. So the 30 of these, you know, so squad heads out there, the 30 of them go, you know, they have their own whip. Ilhan Omar is one of their whips. They go around, are you going to vote with the squad or the Democrats? And this is what goes on. And Schumer knows this. And AOC is thinking, okay, I'll take a flyer at U.S. Senate. The problem with her taking a flyer at U.S. Senate is if they maneuver it right, she has to give up her congressional seat if she loses. And the word out there is that she's not beating Schumer statewide for the U.S. Senate. You know, not when she goes, she bursts into tears when she abstains on a vote for Israel's Iron Dome. And I'm so ashamed of myself. I'm so sorry. You know, very weak, very, very weak. She should have voted to replenish Iron Dome, stop the Iranian-backed Hamas and the rest of them, Hezbollah, going after them. But putting that aside, there are a lot of other issues too. And this is all a dance to help Schumer in the primary. I don't think it is going to help Schumer in the primary. I think it's dumber than hell. If I'm out in New York, I'm not going to vote for AOC. I'm going to vote for Schumer. Hey, but Schumer, I expect you to show some professionalism here, guy. Okay? I mean, you need this character from Kentucky. Of course he's no good. Of course Kentucky gets like $140 billion more in federal aid than they pay in taxes. And then they vote against it. Of course, a lot of them are on Medicaid, food stamps, Social Security disability. And they all vote against this stuff because they want to preserve their vanity. They want to preserve their pride. Nobody likes to be given anything. Nietzsche said, I'm paraphrasing, biggest burden you can put on somebody is to give something to them, because then they're indebted, their vanity is wounded. Okay, I get it. Bunch of guys running around with their vanity wounded. All right, deal with it. Okay, deal with it. You know, Franklin Roosevelt dealt with Pearl Harbor. Lincoln dealt with Fort Sumter. Washington put a country together. So deal with it. This isn't hard. This isn't rocket science. So that frosted me that Schumer did that, because for a cheap little shot, they're going to have to do something by December 3rd. I have some ideas. And no, not the magic coin. And I'll explain that later. Maybe the 14th Amendment. I'll explain that later. But at some point, either by executive order or by at some point, Manchin and Sinema have got to suspend the filibuster, at least on the debt, for Pete's sake, at least on the debt. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.